Men usually create all the resistance without realizing it. This is such a key. Most men approach sex in a way that makes women resist, protest, and often ultimately decide against any kind of future physical relationship with the man. This is characterized by trying to touch her before she's ready, immediately groping her after kissing, and generally not understanding the whole process of sexually arousing a woman. The answer is to approach physical advances from a different perspective. In sales, it's best to always focus on the needs of the buyer by demonstrating how the product or service will solve a problem of the buyer's, and never to focus on the needs of the seller. With sex, it's about demonstrating that you understand the process and exactly what's happening, that you understand the process. You demonstrate when you're behaving, you're talking, you're communicating, you're kissing, you're touching. When you do that, you're demonstrating that you understand the process, the steps, that you have control of yourself and the situation, that you've got the ability to turn her on without any overtly sexual talk or touching. If you can demonstrate to a woman that you can get her turned on without overt sexual talk or overt sexual touching, you own her. It's over. Once she's turned on, she'll feel that sex was her idea, and she'll initiate the sexual gestures, such as grinding, touching, or talk, and then there's no more resistance. On the other hand, if she doesn't become turned on, then trying to progress will only cause resistance. You with me? Confidence, certainty, and knowing what happens. Moving forward naturally from one step to the next shows that you understand what's going on, that you get it, and that you know what to do. Okay, when you move forward confidently, moving forward implies that you're going to the next step. And when you do it confidently, she goes, ah, he knows how this works. And he's confident about it. Very good. If you don't move forward confidently, have you ever, you remember back when you were younger? I'm sure that nobody in this room ever has this problem now, but back when you were younger and maybe you were making out with a girl or something and you wanted something to happen, but you didn't want to get slapped, and so you kind of like didn't do anything, you kind of like stayed on step petting, right? And you hoped that she would like do something. Well, in her mind, she's going, oh God, like he doesn't even know what comes next. Two forward, one back demonstrates your control of the situation and yourself. Tease, even use outright takeaways sometimes. Make her say please. Hold the mindset of, I could but I won't. At the start, a light, slow touch is what most turns women on. And it does it without being overtly sexual. This is heavily contrasted later by pulling, grabbing, and other passionate physical displays that they really enjoy. You know, maybe you're rubbing a woman's shoulders or she's rubbing yours or whatever. And maybe you say, hey, you know what, lay on your stomach here. And she'll be like, oh, okay. And she'll turn over and lay on her stomach. Instead of rubbing her shoulders, just take your finger and just rub the small of her back very gently and very slowly. All right.